Okay, just a quick review of the Samsung S21 phone. Not S21 Plus or Ultra or anything like that, just the S21. And I got this phone basically because I had the S7 for a long time now and didn't upgrade to anything else because I didn't see the point. It was only just like camera improvements and nothing really made me change my mind to get the 21 now, like it's any different to the 10 or 20. Except for the fact that I was running out of memory on the S7, because internally you can only have about 32 gigabytes, and most of that was taken up by apps, and I couldn't delete anything else, and pretty much most of those apps were necessary, and the ones that I could remove were too small in memory that it wasn't going to make much of a difference. And you have the external there, but certain apps couldn't move to the external memory, and it just didn't help. But what they've done with the S21 now is like they've given you minimum 128 gigabytes, and you cannot have an external an SD card anymore. So it's like once you've got that 128, that's it. You've got to do everything with that, which is fine. I've reached about 80 something gigabytes with what I had from the phone before on the SD transferred over and internal apps, and it's enough. It should, 40 gigabytes to spare is enough, I think, for now anyway. And also the camera, if you're a camera person, then you might notice a difference. There's about three of them on the back and a flashlight. And yeah, I can't talk about the pixels or anything like that because I'm not, that's not my thing. I don't know. It should be better. But then I've seen comparisons on websites between the S7 and the S21 and saying you have, for some reason, better pixel quality on the S7 because the screen is smaller or something like that. So they're able to fit in more. I don't know how it works out, but that's for someone else to judge if you want to hear about the camera specs. That's not my thing. The audio does seem better because of some certain qualities they've got on there. There's a feature, Dolby Atmos or something like that, where it does seem like sounds coming from beyond the phone somehow, like surround sound or something. I don't know how, but it does seem weird at times that you're watching something and a sound is coming from, to the left or right of you, and the phone's right in front of you, and you're like, "What? Where is that coming from?" But that is a good feature anyway. And it does sound, when I've played audio from like the same audio file, same everything, should be same bit rate, all that kind of stuff, because the music's been transferred from one phone to the other, and it does sound lower on the S7 than the S21, and that could be better speakers internally or just the way it's shaped, I don't know, but it does sound better. Not much difference, but there is a better quality, and I suppose there's other things you can muck around with on both phones with the EQ and the amplifier settings, but I don't muck around with any of that stuff. And talking about switching earlier things from one to the other, it was pretty straightforward. You can use a cable which has been supplied with previous versions. You might have it somewhere. It has a little USB adapter at the end of it. It goes from one to the other. But I didn't do that. I thought it might be easier just using my Wi-Fi, my in-house Wi-Fi. And it was pretty much everything was transferred. Didn't take that long. I done it in stages, really. I mean, it lets you select everything that you need from the apps to music, and then any separate things that you might have had on the SD that you think might not have been transferred, you transfer yourself. And it doesn't take that long. So overall, I was just getting the phone for the memory and the better battery, because the battery on the S7 was really, I don't know if I could have got it refurbished or what Samsung could have done for it if they would bother to do anything for it, but it might have cost about £100. So in the long run, I just said, let me get the new phone and not have to worry about a battery. And it's a bigger phone to handle in your hand, but it does feel like a step up, I would say, because it's lighter than the S7. The S7, not that it was heavy, but it just feels a bit heavier in the pocket, so it's a bit easier to go around now. The only concern is now that I'm concerned is the phone still in my pocket because it's a bit light. But yeah. it is overall, I think, better because you need these things certain times that the apps you have, you might realize the graphics can be better, the speed of it can be better if you're playing games or just transitioning between pictures or doing things on an app. You want it to be a bit faster sometimes and not lagging because it's your time that you're playing with. So the bad things that have come with the S21 has not necessarily been with the phone itself, but in the way Samsung has operated itself in trying to mimic other rival companies, probably the iPhone, that they wanted to remove the internal, or should I call it external, memory, so you can't put in an SD card, which seems bad. I don't know why they've done that, for what reason. And also, they've taken away the jack, so you have to buy separate headphones now with a different, not a jack, with some other kind of input. And you get a charging cable, which is a C connection, USC or something like that connection, which is not going to connect up with your old chargers that you might have had. I don't know about the 20 or the 10, but I know with the 7, it doesn't. That's a USB connection, which it doesn't work with. So you have to buy a separate plug, apparently, to save the environment. Now, it could have just come in there with no extra packaging, just in the box, but no, they say it's saving the environment somehow. I don't know how, because you're still going to have to pay for a plug somewhere else separately that will come in packaging. And most likely, if you have it delivered to you, then that's someone driving a truck around with your package in, damaging the environment anyway, so it doesn't make sense. And not to say that they've discounted the plug, to say you get a fair deal, let's call it £5, £10, it's not costing you that much to make. Nope. This plug is going to cost you about £20 from Samsung, or 25 if that. If you get something that says it's genuine on Amazon, it could be about 15, but whether it's genuine or not is another question. So I don't know why Samsung have done that. That's really annoying to people that have been fans of Samsung for years, to not be able to use your old headphones or normal headphones and not be able to use a charger. I've had to pull out an old wireless charger that I had that wasn't really good. Got that from Amazon. It doesn't charge fast. So now I've had to fork out for a plug, basically, and some new headphones. And I don't like the idea of wireless ones beaming Bluetooth to my head. So I've had to get wire connections, but with a different thing at the end, not a jack. So yeah, that is the bad points of it, but I've also mentioned the good points. And yeah, whether it's worth upgrading from a 10 or a 20, I don't know. That's people's decisions based on their own particular circumstances. But for me, it was a thing of memory and battery, so it was necessary. And if anyone is going to get the charging plug, try and make sure you get the 25 watt one, because that is what charges it the fastest. Anything else like 10 watts or 15 watts, it's not going to charge that fast, and that'll be, a bit disappointing to anyone with a new phone that's taking a long time to charge.